Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. Need to advise that this call is being recorded for quality assurance. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I was terminated from my job 3 months ago.
Okay.
And I've been receiving severance pay up until now, and
okay.
That's over. Am I eligible to file a claim?
Yes, ma'am. I believe you should be. May I have your Social Security number?
416-21-0586.
I'm sorry, you said 41621, and I didn't hear the rest.
0586.
Okay. Now, actually, I shouldn't have answered that question that way, ma'am. The qualifying department is a different department, okay? I can just assist you with filling out the form, okay? So that, but then the qualifying department is a different, so I don't know if you would be eligible or not. It seems to me that you would be, but I can't
okay.
for certain, you know, tell you, okay, whether.
Okay,
that Social Security number didn't go through. Can you give it to me again, please, if you would?
416.
Mm-hmm. 21. Okay. 0586. Okay, maybe that's what
it was. Okay, your first and last name? Janet Gill.
Okay, your date of birth and driver's license?
9/1967.
Okay. And your driver's license number?
I'll get that for you.
Okay. So when was the last time you filed for unemployment? Do you remember, ma'am, more or less?
Just during the pandemic.
Okay, during 2020.
I think I got it for a week or two.
Like
yeah.
April of 2020. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah, I should be able to help you submit that application. Let me see here.
Okay. My Alabama driver's license number is 921.
Yeah.
7333.
Okay. So your first and last name, ma'am?
Janet Gill.
Okay. And your middle initial?
K.
Have you ever used a different name other than Gill?
No.
Okay.
Well, my maiden name is Kelly.
Okay. We should enter that. You said Kelly?
Kelly.
Okay. Okay. K-E-L-L-Y?
E-Y.
E-Y. Okay. Okay. And you said your date of birth was 9/1967?
Yes, ma'am.
And your gender? Sorry, I have to ask.
Female.
Okay. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes. Yeah.
So you don't have any difficulty reading, writing, or understanding English, correct?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Do you consider yourself disabled?
I've applied for disability.
Okay. So did you serve in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And the highest grade you completed in school?
I got a bachelor's degree from college.
Okay. And your mother's maiden last name?
Nixon.
Okay.
M-I-X-O-N.
Okay. And if you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payments either as a direct deposit into a checking or savings, or choose a benefit card. Which one do you prefer?
Checking account.
Okay. Do you have the routing and account number?
Yes.
Is that a traditional bank or an online system?
A credit union.
Okay. If you could give me the account number, that would be helpful.
You want the routing number or the account number first?
And the routing first and then the account, ma'am.
Okay. Routing number is 262-183-749.
Okay. That's the account number?
That's the routing number.
Oh, that's the routing. Okay. And the account?
All right. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, seven zeros.
Yes, ma'am.
And then 486-894.
Okay. So let me read it back to you. We need to make sure this is correct, okay? So what I heard you say, ma'am, for the checking routing was 262-183-749. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And what I heard you say for the account was 00-00-00-04-86-894. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you. I need your mailing address, ma'am.
418 Pine Tree. That's two words. Lane.
Okay. Where is that?
Belleville.
Mm-hmm.
36322.
Okay. So is your mailing address the same as your residential address?
Yes.
Okay. And your phone number, ma'am?
334-790-6116.
Okay. So I have your mailing address as being 418 Pine Tree Lane, Delaville, Alabama, 36322. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. I need to ask you some questions, ma'am, for security purposes, okay? Which of the following addresses have you been associated with? 1306 Taylor Street, 399 Crawford Cove Road, 455 Prince Street, 491 Nathan Drive. I have never been associated with any of the above.
491 Nathan Drive.
Okay. Which of the following corporations have you been associated with? Data Management Association, Inland Shores Owner Association, Platinum Insurance Agency, Saint Off Allah, or none of the above?
None of the above.
I think State of Allah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Which of the following vehicles have you been associated with? 1986 Chevy, 1989 Oldsmobile, 1992 Mazda, 1993 BMW, or none of the above?
The Mazda.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Athens, Gadsden, Newton, Florence, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Tuscaloosa, Dothan, Madison, Selma, or none of the above?
Dothan.
Madison?
Dothan.
Oh, Dothan. Okay. Thank you. Excuse me, ma'am. Did you file for unemployment in any other state in the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work outside of the state of Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Did you work for another state? You said no. Did you work for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you join the military in active duty in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And you did not receive a TRA retraining certification, correct?
Right.
And this is not a natural disaster unemployment assistance?
No.
So when was your last day of work, ma'am?
October 15th of last year.
2020.
Okay.
Okay. Since last Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
No. Not. I was let go for mental reasons.
Okay, so you're not able to work. Okay.
Right.
Okay. So are you under physician's care?
Yes.
Okay. So, so do you work for yourself, have your own business, or do you work on commission?
No.
Okay. You're not attending any school or training at the moment?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And you said you're not able to work full-time or part-time, correct?
No, ma'am.
Okay. You need to know, ma'am, that in order to be eligible for employment, okay, for unemployment, you must be able and willing to accept work during the hours of the normal shift work trade, industry hours, to which you have experience. Those requirements are available through the different shifts, so please note that that would be taken into consideration, okay?
Okay.
Are you currently receiving any pension or workman's compensation?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And how many miles at the most you would drive to go to work one way if you had to?
25.
Okay. And do you belong to a union?
No, ma'am.
And what is the hourly rate that you're willing to accept, the lowest hourly rate that you're willing to accept, ma'am?
When I left work, I was making $20 an hour.
Okay. What was your last job description, ma'am?
Administrative assistant.
Okay. What was the name of the company you were working for?
Dozen Dental Group.
Okay. And would you have their phone number and address, ma'am?
Uh-huh. 334-793-6400. And the address is 366. Health West Drive.
Spelled
Health
it for
West
me.
Is one word.
Health.
HEALTHWEST.
WEST. Okay. Health West. Okay. Where is that located, ma'am?
Dothan, 36303.
The zip code again, I'm sorry, 363.
36303.
Okay. Okay. And when was your last day of work, ma'am, did you say?
October 15th.
2021?
Yes.
Okay. And your first day of work with them?
August, I was there 18 years. Say August 15th, 2004.
Okay. And would you say that you're currently not receiving any vacations, sick holiday pay, or pension from them?
No, not now.
Okay. Okay. And were you discharged, or did you quit, or was it lack of work?
I was let go.
Okay. And what was the reason for the discharge, ma'am?
My mental condition, a bipolar disorder.
I'm sorry?
Bipolar disorder.
Oh, okay, mental. What was the name of your what was the name of the supervisor?
My doctor was my supervisor. His name is Dr. Ashley Matthews.
Ashley what? I'm sorry?
Matthews, two T's.
Okay. You were unable to resolve the issue, right?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
Or yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. And what day did you speak to him? Do you remember? What day? You let go?
Mm-hmm.
Where you let go? Was that October?
It was the next week. 15, so the 18th of October.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So, your PIN number for this claim, ma'am? Do you elect to have 10% of your benefits withheld for federal income tax purposes or not?
Yes.
And so your PIN number for this claim, ma'am, is 8667?
Hold on 1 second. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. It's 8667.
Yes,
ma'am. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 or more weeks to process an unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim you just finished also registered you for work at the Alabama Career Center. The Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you're required to maintain an active career application for the duration of your unemployment. Failure to do so could result in loss of benefits. You must either visit the Alabama Career Center in person, or you can go online at www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov. Okay, failure to do so could result in loss of benefits. You must be able, willing to seek work according to your claim. Unemployment claims use a calendar week that begins on Sunday and ends on Saturday. Once a week, you must do a weekly certification for the previous week. Failure to do so could result in loss of benefits. You can either go online at www.labor.alabama.gov, or you can call 800-752-7389. That's 800-752-7389. And do your weekly certification online. Failure to do so could result in loss of benefits. You can do your weekly certification anytime between Sunday and Friday before 5 o'clock, but not on Saturdays. Failure to follow instructions could result in loss of benefits. An information booklet will be mailed to you, ma'am. This booklet will explain your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is being determined. Please read it carefully. Failure to follow instructions could result in loss of benefits. Please note that your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview to discuss the findings. If so, you will be contacted by phone or by mail. Mrs. Gill, we have now completed your unemployment claim. Your first weekly certification is Sunday. Do you have any questions?
So, Sunday, I need to call what number?
1-800-752-7389.
Okay.
Okay, but you need to be looking for a job before that. And you need to do that by either visiting the local career center near you or by going to www.alabamaworks, that's Alabama, W-O-R-K-S, .alabama.gov.
Okay.
When you do the weekly certification, it's going to ask you if you've been applying and if you've been looking for a job. So you need to have that information, okay?
Okay.
Do you have any other questions, ma'am?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I hope you feel better, ma'am. Thank you for calling the Alabama Employment Claim Line. You have a nice day now.
Bye-bye.